Support for high-tech innovations is not the only message President Obama brought to New York yesterday. The president also delivered a not-so-subtle message about who should run for governor next year. Karen DeWitt has more on the politics behind the president's visit upstate.
President Obama landed at the Albany airport, where he encountered Governor David Patterson for the first time since news broke that the White House was trying to discourage Patterson from seeking election in 2010. Patterson was first in line, waiting at the bottom of the stairs of Air Force One, and the two shared an awkward hug in a brief, cordial exchange. Obama and Patterson then rode in separate cars in the motorcade to the campus of Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, where the president delivered a speech on technology in education. As he began speaking, President Obama acknowledged several of the guests, beginning with Patterson.
First of all, wonderful man, the governor of the great state of New York. David Patterson is in the house.
But when Obama next recognized Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, who many state Democrats hope could be the party's candidate for governor instead, the president praised not just the man, but the job he's doing in office.
Your shy and retiring Attorney General, Andrew Cuomo, is in the house. Andrew's doing great work. Enforcing the laws that need to be enforced.
Patterson and Cuomo were seated near the stage, but not together. They were separated by two other state officials. Cuomo laughed and joked as they waited 15 minutes or so before the president arrived. But most of the other dignitaries seemed more circumspect than usual, and Patterson said little. Neither the governor nor the attorney general were made available for comment. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs did not correct the accounts of Obama's involvement in discouraging Patterson from running, but said it's up to the governor himself to decide whether to seek the nomination next year. Patterson continues to say he plans to seek election. On Sunday, he answered questions at a parade in Harlem.
I am running for office. I'm not going to discuss confidential conversations. The most important issue that I'm trying to focus on for the next month, and this is what I've told everybody, in every conversation, is the unprecedented deficit that we have mid-year and that we have the fewest means to address it. And I've got to get the legislation to Albany, hopefully without any distraction, to alleviate it.
But resolving the ongoing state budget crisis may be even more difficult for the governor in the coming weeks, as he's increasingly viewed by the political establishment as a lame duck. Patterson's approval numbers have been stuck at a dismal 20% for months, while Cuomo is the most popular politician in New York and runs 40 to 50 points ahead of the governor among voters in hypothetical matchups. Cuomo, for his part, has not said he intends to run for governor, although he has not ruled it out either. Cuomo, who has raised twice as much campaign money as Patterson in recent months, says for now he plans to seek re-election to the post of attorney general. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.